get suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake, and when he lets go, half the valley shakes. It's love, brother, love, say brother, love's traveling salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, 'cause everyone knows that brother love's show. Brothers,
holly, hallelujah.
I said brothers,
hallelujah.
Now you got yourself two good hands,
holly,
and when
hallelujah.
Your brother is trouble, you gotta reach out your one hand for
hallelujah.
Him, 'cause that's what it's there for,
holly,
and when your heart is trouble, you gotta reach out your other hand,
hallelujah.
Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause
holly,
that's what
hallelujah.
He's there for.
Yeah.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. The Biloxi Shuckers look to make up some ground tonight on a Thursday evening from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. It is game three of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the first place in the second half of the season, the Montgomery Biscuits. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella join alongside Garrett Green momentarily as the Shuckers suffered a setback yesterday, 4-1, as the Biscuits picked up game two and evens the series at one game apiece. And not only that, but also with the Biscuits improving to 26-15 in the second half, now pad their lead to 5 games lead on the rest of the division. The Shuckers, M-Braves, and Blue Wahoos each with a 21-20 record in the second half. Well, yesterday the Biscuits received a strong pitching performance from Michael Mercado. Struck out 7 across 6 shutout innings, allowed just 2 hits and walked 2. And the Biscuits scored 3 of those 4 runs early, 2 in the bottom of the first inning. A Cameron Meisner sacrifice fly after the one-out triple from Oslavis Basabe. And then Manzardo, one of the 3 doubles he had, puts himself in scoring position in the first. Next batter, the switch-hitting third baseman Ronnie Simon, singles him home. A little flare into left field, and the Biscuits were off and running 2-0 early. Jacked on another Brett Wisely RBI single in the second. And the Shuckers were held quiet again because of the strong pitching performance from Michael Mercado. But they did get a run at the top of the seventh inning. Jason Lopez, an RBI single, scores Cam Devaney, and they cut into the deficit. But a Manzardo RBI double again, one of the three that he tallied yesterday. And a 3-for-4 performance drives in Cameron Meisner, 4-1 at that point. And so the Shuckers drop game two by a score of 4-1. Biscuits out hit Biloxi 11-5. Brent Kadar falls to 1-6 on the season, although Anthos two really rocky first two frames, would settle down after that. And five innings, he threw two earned runs, three runs total. Did strike out six batters as well. Well, today, Victor Castagnino, the right-hander, goes opposite of Josh Robertson. An opener today for Sean Hundley will follow for the Biscuits. We'll get to the rest of Starting Lineups next year on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
And welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits, the AA affiliate for the Tampa Bay Rays. It's time now to meet the starting lineups for both sides as we start with the visitors and the Biloxi Shuckers. Again, 21-20 record in the second half of the season, currently tied for second place in the South Division of the Southern League. Shuckers overall, 55-53 record. They're starting nine tonight. Center fielder Corey Ray hits leadoff, followed by the former Montgomery Biscuit, the right fielder, Garrett Whitley. Tristan Lutz, the designator tonight, bats third, followed by the switch-hitting third baseman, Xavier Warren, who hits cleanup. Cam Devaney batting fifth, playing shortstop. The switch-hitting first baseman, Thomas Dillard, bats sixth. Brent Diaz is doing the catching. He hits seventh. The left-handed hitting second baseman, Gabe Holt, batting eighth. And rounding out the starting nine and playing left field is Terrence Dawson. Shuckers send the right-hander Victor Castagnino to the bump today. He goes opposite of Josh Robertson, who is the opener for the Biscuits today. Sean Hundley will follow him. For the Biscuits, 54-49 overall record on the season. A Southern League best 26-15 record in the second half has them atop the South Division standings in the Southern League in the second half. Their starting nine goes as follows. Center fielder Cameron Meisner hits leadoff. Meisner currently on a seven-game hitting streak as well. The switch-hitting shortstop out of UNC Wilmington, Greg Jones, bats second. Third baseman Oslavis Basabi in the three spot. Kyle Manzardo, the designator, bats cleanup, had three doubles yesterday. Let's see if they continue that trend today. Ronnie Simon, the switch hitting second baseman, bats fifth. And the sixth hole, Nico Holzheiser, plays left field. Batting seventh, the left hitting first baseman, Evan Edwards. Diego Infante, the right fielder, bats eighth. And doing the catching and rounding out the starting nine is Roberto Alvarez. And again, Josh Robinson, we'll see how far he goes, an inning or two, and then Sean Humling will follow. When we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get your picks to click and take a look at the Southern League standing stacks next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Southern skies. Have you ever noticed southern skies?
And welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium for the third game of this six-game series between the first place Montgomery Biscuits and your Biloxi Shuckers. Thomas and Zarella, Gary Green, so glad you could join us. Let's take a look at the Southern League standings and where both teams sit currently right now. We start the North Division in the second half. The Tennessee Smokies, 22-19 record. And first place, Rocket City, half a game back, 21 and now 20. Since I have written the standings in my scorebook, Rocket City playing a doubleheader today. They dropped game one to Chattanooga 4-1, so they are now a full game back from the Smokies. Birmingham sits 18-23. They are 4 games back. And Chattanooga now 14-27. They are 8 games back from the first place Smokies. In the south of it, it's pretty easy to sum it up. The Montgomery Biscuits, 26-15 record in the first half, or in the second half of the season, a 5-game lead on Biloxi, the Embrays, and Pensacola, all sitting tied for second with a 21-20 record. So the Shuckers have a prime opportunity as they're playing the first place Biscuits in the final time that these two teams will face off in a series. So an important one to save for both sides. As we welcome in Garrett Green, time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest. Garrett, we'll start with you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
I know that it is just rolling with more of the same, but I am going to take Garrett Whitley as my pick to click in this evening's contest for the Shuckers. Whitley so far in this series, 3-for-7 with a couple of big hits, and he's coming and scored a few runs, so give me Garrett Whitley as my pick to click in this game.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to go to the man in the bottom of the order, left fielder Terrence Dostin. 5-game hitting streak. Give me 6 today for T. Dost. And again, we always talk about bottom three in the order. They perform, they show up, the rest of the lineup follows through in suit. We'll see if that follows truth in history again. Josh Robertson pops out from the third base dugout. He's the first man out there with the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. Shuckers pop out from their first base dugout in the alternate blue tops. We'll have the first pitch onto the side, but first national anthem from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Let's go! Woo!
Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is game number three in a six-game tilt between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Glad you made it to your Thursday night. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight at 55-53 on the year, 21-20 in the Southern League second half, and five games back in the Montgomery Biscuits, who were 54-49 and 26-15 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. Here's the starting lineup one more time for the Shuckers. Leading off is the center fielder, Corey Ray. Garrett Whitley follows him out in right, and Tristan Lutz, the designated hitter, bats third. Xavier Warren is at third. He's the cleanup man. Cam Devaney at short, and Thomas Dillard, after a few days off, is at first, batting sixth. Brent Diaz, the catcher, Gabe Holtz at second, and Terrence Dostin in left field. They go opposite the right hitter, Josh Robertson, 2-4 with a 9.78 ERA this year with the Biscuits. So here is Ray from the left side. On the first pitch, fastball is a little outside, and we're off and running at 6:36 p.m. Central Time here in Montgomery. The right-hander Robertson from the first base side of the rubber kicks home the 1-0. And Ray pounds it into right field, but in range of Infante, who has to reach at the last second and haul it in. Oh, Infante undercut that ball, and he was lucky he was able to take a step back and bring in a pretty sharp line drive from Ray for the first out.
And let's meet the Biscuits defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right, Nico Holzheiser, Cameron Meiser, and Diego Infante. Right field, made that catch. On the infield, Oslivas Basabi is at the hot corner. Greg Jones and Ronnie Simon up the middle. Evan Edwards manning first base, and Roberto Alvarez is doing the catching.
So one gone and the base is empty for Garrett Whitley, the reigning Southern League Player of the Week, facing off against Robertson and the first offer. And Garrett takes a fastball on the inner edge for a called strike, It is 0-1. Well, a great night here in Montgomery. It has yet again been overcast and rained off and on throughout the course of the day, but has turned into a very pleasant evening. Robertson brings home the 0-1, and Whitley slashes it foul. Well, the count is now 0-2. 83 degrees at first pitch under partly cloudy skies. The lights are already on here in Montgomery, and it feels like it is 88 outside. It's a great night for baseball, especially in now borderline late August. The 0-2 to Whitley, and Garrett swings and misses on an elevated pitch, and it's a strikeout for Robertson. Two gone in the inning, and Tristan Lotz the batter. Well, on the mound tonight, the 6'3", 175-pound right-hander, Josh Robertson, originally a 12th-round pick by the Miami Marlins in 2017 out of UNC Wilmington. Was acquired in a trade earlier this season from the Miami Marlins. Just traded straight up back on May 14th. First offer to Lutz. And Tristan takes high for a ball. It is 1-0. No score between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Two gone and the bases empty here in the top of the first inning. Robertson likely to serve as an opener tonight. The righty sets and the 1-0. And Tristan hits a high skipper up the middle, and it bounces behind second and rolls into center field for a base hit. So Tristan, with the ball bounced right back up the middle, and a man on with two gone for Xavier Warren. Robertson activated from the injured list today. He had been dealing with some bicep issues. Ended up landing on the IL back on August 5th, retroactive to the 2nd. So a little more than 2 weeks on the injured list, and now serving as the opener tonight. Switch hitting third baseman Xavier Warren will bat left against the right-hander Robertson, who stares in and deals the first offer. And this is lifted back of home and foul. The count is 0-1 to Warren. Scouting report on the right-hander Robertson. He throws a fastball and a slider. Two-pitch pitcher as a reliever. This is his 20th appearance of the year and the second game that he has started for Montgomery. Robertson readies. And the right-hander from the belt, the 0-1. And that is low and in. 1-1 to Warren. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. White names and numbers on the back. They wear the gray pants and they have on the black caps this evening. As for the Biscuits, they're in the equivalent of their City Connect jerseys. They are navy on top, and then they have alternating light blue, orange, and yellow stripes from about the middle of the chest all the way down and also on the sleeves. 1-1, and Warren lifts it in the air. Shallow left field, ranging towards foul ground, backing up on it to Sabe. At a foul ground, he'll make the catch for the out. So the Shuckers get a hit, but nothing else in a scoreless top of the first inning. We move on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing. And the Biscuits coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com. Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Half of the first inning, Shuckers held off the board in the top of the first. So here is the lineup that Montgomery will send out. The right-hander Victor Castaneda will look to keep in check tonight. Leading off is the center fielder Cameron Meisner. Greg Jones follows him at short, and Oslavis Basabe, the third baseman, hits third. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter Kyle Manzardo, Ronnie Simon at second, and Nico Holsizer, the left fielder, bats sixth. In the seventh spot is the first baseman, Evan Edwards. Diego Infante on in right. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. The new go opposite the right-hander, Victor Castaneda, 3-5 with a 3.71 ERA. The Montgomery Biscuits are led by third-year manager Morgan Insberg. So the right-hander Castaneda stares into the left-handed hitting Cameron Meisner. And the first pitch fastball is cut right over for a strike. It is 0-1 to Meisner. Castaneda, the 5'11", 204-pound right-hander, 23 years old for about another week, as this pitch misses low. And the count is 1-1 to Meisner. Scouting report on Castaneda, he throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a splitter. 1-1, and a fastball is just a little low and outside at 94. On the count, 2-1 to the center fielder, Meisner. Castaneda peers over the glove and the 2-1 offer. And Meisner way out in front of the splitter. The count is even at 2-2 to Meisner. Castaneda this year, left-handers have hit better against him than righties. Lefties hitting 257 against him. As the 2-2. And Meisner watches the changeup fall off the table away from him. From the left side, and the count has run full. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Nobody gone, just underway in the bottom of the first. 3-2. And Meisner rolls it over to second, backing up into the outfield grass hole. He has to go down to it. He pops and throws, and it won't be in time as Meisner legs out a single. Hit it just far enough to the left of Holt, and he had to ultimately go down to his knees and then pop up and spin. And by that point in time, Meisner, who's got pretty good speed, legged it out for a single.
Yeah, it was just one of those awkward hops. It on the second bounce, a little extra topspin to it, and that's why Holt had to slide down, feed first, and then spin, and just couldn't get the glove out of the ball for about half a second. Really nice defensive job, though.
So now it's Greg Jones, the switch hitter, batting left, and he offers bunt and pulls back as the fastball is high and away. That looked like it might have been a pitch out for Meisner, who's been very good on the bases this season for these Montgomery Biscuits. Set down the 1-0. And Jones yanks this down the right field line. That's a fair ball, and it's going all the way to the right field corner. Whitley scoops it up out there, and Meisner gets a late stop sign as Whitley executes a good throw, and now they've got Jones off the base as he was thinking three, and he's going to be tagged out. So it's a double for Greg Jones, but he had his eyes on a triple, and it goes 9-4-2-6 as Jones is the first out and Meisner stopped at third.
I think Meisner had it in all the way. I think by the time he stopped, he was about a third of the way down the line, and I think he had a really good chance at scoring.
Well, I gotta say, I think that's one that's Morgan Insberg, having seen Garrett Whitley play in a lot of games last season and knowing how good his arm is in right. Infield draws in for Oslavis Basabe, right-handed hitter, who fouls a fastball off of the handle and back to the netting for a strike. It is 0-1. So Meisner at third, one gone in the inning, and Basabe batting in a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Biscuits, but already the right-hander Castaneda in a jam. Set in the 0-1. And Basabe laces it to the right field gap. That's going to get all the way out to the wall and drop down. Meisner will score easily. Basabe, he's thinking three. Devaney has it as the cutoff man, and the throw is late. And after Oslavis Basabe went 39 games without a triple at AA, he's tripled twice in the last two nights. This one drives in Meisner, and the Biscuits have a 1-0 lead with just one gone in the bottom of the first. So an RBI triple by Oslavis Basabe, and the infield will stay in for the left-handed hitting Kyle Manzardo. First offer, and a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. So how quickly this inning has gone for the Biscuits is they have registered nearly a cycle the first three batters into the game. As the 0-1 is low and outside, it is 1-1. Single by Meisner, double by Jones, and now the triple by Basabe. Boy, you do not want Manzardo to complete it here. 1-1 offer, and Manzardo instead bounces it through on the right side. It's a base hit. Basabe comes in to score, and Manzardo drives in a second run. He had a three-hit game yesterday, and he drives in Basabe to make it 2-0 Biscuits here in the bottom of the first inning.
Well, let's get a chance while we have the moment to meet the Shuckers defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. Terrence Dawson, Corey Ray, and Garrett Whitley. On the infield, it's Xavier Warren at third. Cam Devaney, Gabe Holtz up the middle. Thomas Dillon manning first base, and Brent Diaz is doing the catching.
So now it'll be Ronnie Simon, the switch-hitting second baseman, bats left and takes a called strike at the top of the zone. It is 0-1. So this inning in 13 pitches for Castaneda has gone single, double, RBI triple, RBI single. As the 0-1 is golfed out and a bouncer first base side is into the Shuckers' dugout. And they count 0-2 now to Simon. So this is very uncharacteristic of Castaneda, who over his last four outings has been nothing short of spectacular for Biloxi. 0-2 and a swing and a miss. He got him to chase a splitter low and outside. Castaneda picks up his first strikeout. It's the second out in the inning. And it brings up Nico Holsizer. Castaneda in his last four outings had allowed a grand total of one earned run in each of them and just five total runs over his last 22 innings coming into tonight. But already the Biscuits have struck for a pair of runs here in the bottom of the first as Holsizer watches a slider come on the inside edge in the righty-righty matchup for a strike. It is 0-1. 2-0 Montgomery here in the bottom of the first inning with two gone and a man on first. It's Manzardo. The 0-1. And Holsizer hacks it back of home and foul. The count is quickly 0-2 to the left fielder. So for Castaneda, a suboptimal start. Single by Meisner, double by Jones, triple by Basabe, single by Manzardo. The kick and the 0-2. And that is low and outside. He nearly got him to chase a changeup away. And instead, the count of ball and two strikes to the left fielder. Holsizer hitting 290 this year. This is his 50th game with the Biscuits. Against Biloxi this year, 9 for 34 with 11 RBIs. Takes a fastball high and inside. And the count is run even at 2-2. Short lead off the first for the designated hitter, Manzardo. And Castaneda, the 2-2 offer. And Holsizer lifts it in the air, shallow right field. Holtz is calling for it. And off his left shoulder, about 10 paces into the outfield grass, makes the catch for the last out. But the Biscuits strike like lightning for two runs in the bottom of the first. And as we head on to the second, it's now Montgomery 2 and Biloxi nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate. Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Top of the second inning, the Montgomery Biscuits now leading the Biloxi Shuckers 2-0. And Josh Robertson throws just one inning. The new hurler is the right-hander, Sean Hundley. He'll get Cam Devaney, the right-handed hitter, to lead it off. On the first pitch is a fastball on the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1.
Yeah, Hundley, 3-1 record this season, a 3.79 ERA. His 22nd appearance, he has started five games.
0-1, and Devaney hits it high into the air, right field, but playable for Infante, backing up on it at about two steps shy of the warning track. Makes the grab in deep right field for the out. Madonna and Thomas Dillard will be the batter.
So complete the number is on Hundley. Four holds this season, 61 2/3 innings. Toss has allowed just two home runs, walked 13, and struck out 54. Opponents hitting 274 off of him this season.
Base is empty and one gone, and now Thomas Dillard takes a pitch low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Switch hitter Dillard batting left against the right-hander Hundley, who kicks home the 1-0. And a big cut and a miss by Dillard, and the count is 1-1. And Dillard 2 days off on Tuesday and Wednesday, now back into the lineup. And the 1-1 offer. And that's taken low and in from Hundley. The count, 2-1 to Thomas. And the right-hander Hundley, 6'4", 220 pounds, strides home with the 2-1. And a fastball is outside. On the count is 3-1. Right-hander operates from the first base side of the rubber, puts the glove over his face, then brings it down chest high before he leg kicks home the 3-1, and it's a called strike on the inner edge. And the count is run full. Let's meet our umpiring crew tonight. Megan Hammond is calling balls and strikes. Raul Moreno at third. And the 3-2 offer. And Dillard takes low for ball four. That was a pitch right at the bottom of the zone. But Dillard works the walk of the first of the day. And it brings in Brent Diaz. And rounding out our three-man umpiring crew, our crew chief James Jean is at first base tonight. 2-0 in favor of the Biscuits here in the top of the second inning. Man on with one gone. Diaz digs in from the right side. Hundley delivers home. And the first pitch breaking ball is tapped over to third. A three-hopper that's bobbled slightly by Basabe. He'll go to second for one, but that will be it, as Simon also couldn't quite grab it correctly. So it's a fielder's choice for Diaz. Dillard is canceled out. The two gone in the inning. It brings up Gabe Holtz.
And just another kind of awkward ball off the bat that time. It was one near the edge of the barrel, and so Diaz hits it on the ground as a little bit extra funky spin and hop to it, and that's what kind of made the bobble for Basabe and why they couldn't turn the 5-4-3 double play.
Now it's Holtz, and the first offer to the left-handed hitter is low and outside with a fastball. It is 1-0. Now Diaz with pretty good speed down the first baseline as well, but we have seen the Biscuits pretty good with the double play ball themselves. And a spin and a throw back over, and Brent is back in standing up. Of course, double plays were the Shuckers' nightmare in that six-game series against Rocket City. They hit into 10 double plays in a six-game series. The 1-0. And that's taken outer edge for a strike. The count is 1-1 to Holtz. 2-0 in favor of the Biscuits. Two gone and Diaz on first here in the top of the second inning. Holt hitting 204 this year in 66 games. The set on the 1-1. And that is a strike called hand high on the inner edge. So the count goes to 1-2. Gabe just 1-for-20 in the month of August, but that one was a hit they had in his last outing that he made against the Trash Pandas. The set on the 1-2. And Holt lifts it in the air, down the left field line, foul ground, and Basabe reached for it, but it was two rows deep and not one row deep. Past the dugout that houses the Biscuits on the third base side. And the count will stay at 1-2 to Holt. Very quickly, the dimensions here at Riverwalk Stadium. It's 314 down the left field line, 400 to straightaway center. It's 395 to the deepest part of the park and left, 373 to the right field alley, and 333 down the right field line. As Holt watches a 1-2 changeup miss outside. The count draws even at 2-2 to game. 12-foot high wall out and left, and then remember there is that 4-foot railing on top of it that it has to clear to be a home run. Set down the 2-2. And Holt, a bouncer, right back towards the mound, coming on, scooped up by Hundley, and he'll casually flick it sidearm to first. And Holt is retired on the ground out. So the Shuckers get a couple of base runners, but nothing else in a scoreless top of the second inning. We move on to the home half of the second. It's Montgomery 2 and Biloxi nothing. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
First offer to start the bottom of the second inning is a fastball on the inner edge. Left-handed hitting first baseman Evan Edwards, it is 0-1. As Castaneda rocks home the 0-1 pitch. And that's outside 1-1. 2-0 in favor of the Biscuits over the Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. Biscuits striking for two runs on four hits in the first. 1-1, and that's bounced foul right at home. On the count of ball and two strikes to Edwards. It was a single by Meisner, a double by Jones where he was thrown out thinking he'd stretch it into a triple when Meisner stopped at third. 1-2, on a check swing on the inner edge. They will appeal to third, and Raul Moreno says no swing. And the count goes to 2-2. Oslavis Basabe then tripled to the right field gap, and Kyle Manzardo drove him home with an RBI single. 2-2 from Castaneda. And a splitter is fought off. So the count will stay at two balls and two strikes to Edwards. Despite all of the action in the first inning, Castaneda needed just 21 pitches to make it through the first. Higher than you'd like, but not excessively. Also picked up a strikeout in that frame. The 2-2. That's high and away with a fastball. So the count has run full to Edwards. Left-handed hitting first baseman, batting 213 this year. The 3-2, and a fastball dots the outer edge for a called third strike. Edwards had flipped the bat, and he stands in the left-handed batter's box for an extra moment. Hands on his knees, incredulous. But it's the second strikeout for Castaneda.
Now just beautiful location, down and away. Really said, he really dotted that outer half on Edwards, a good 3-2 pitch.
So now it's Infante who takes a big swing and a miss and a high fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. I think that Edwards, seen the last couple of nights, that outside edge has not been available. 0-1 popped in the air and foul on the first base side. It's 0-2. Remember, James Jean in our opener back on Tuesday night, the outside part of the zone was shut off for everybody that night. 0-2 pitch. And a slider misses front door to the right-handed hitter. It's a ball and two strikes. Infante stands back from the plate a little bit, and he's a little further up in the box than both batters with a very wide stance. 1-2. And Infante just catches a piece of a slider, but it's into the glove of Diaz for a strikeout. So Infante dispatched on four pitches. Really one of the first times we've seen Castaneda throw the slider so far tonight. And two gone for Roberto Alvarez.
Well, that's why with all the bag of tricks that he has, if he gets in front of these hitters, he goes to them all.
First offer to the right-handed hitting catcher, and a hard shot, third base side. Warren picks it, spins, and fires overhand to first, and it's in plenty of time to get Alvarez. First time we've seen Xavier Warren at third. That was a rangy play from the new addition to the Shuckers, and Castaneda bounces back with a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. We head on to the third. The Shuckers still trailing the Biscuits 2-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start of the third inning, Biscuits leading the Shuckers 2-0. It'll be Terrence Dostin to lead things off. And to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzeroy.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. First pitch to Dostin is just outside with a fastball for ball one. 9-1, 2-2 up in the frame. Shuckers trailing 2-0. As Sean Hundley back out for his second inning of work. And the 1-0 is a two-hopper out to second base. Simon shuffles a step to his left. Throws to first and puts away the left fielder, Dostin. One gone in the top of the third inning. Well, the Shuckers' offense yesterday mustered just one run on five hits. That one run coming late in the contest in the seventh inning. They had just one hit through the first five frames and kind of a similar tale so far. Corey Ray, the center fielder, hitting from the left side. And first pitch home is a fastball just off the plate for a ball. Well, Letts had a single in the first inning yesterday. He's got the only hit for the Shuckers so far again. And the 1-0 sprayed foul down the left field line as J.J. Reimer had a duck for cover in the third base coach's box. And the count evens, one ball, one strike with one out, nobody on, top of the third. 1-1. And a slider is in the air opposite way, deep to left field. Holsizer tracks back towards the edge of the warning track and makes the catch. Heading on a beeline right for the left field foul pole. Was a few steps from it. Two gone in the inning. Hundley came in for Josh Robertson to open the contest. Allowed that hit to Lutz, struck out a batter in a scoreless inning. Hundley's only damage he's offered so far was a walk to Dillard last inning. And Here is Garrett Whitley as he fouls back the first pitch. Breaking ball for strike one. Whitley struck out swinging in the first. Only now up to 21 pitches. The 0-1 and a high chopper up the middle. Shortstop Jones charging from the edge of the grass. Fires a bullet to first. And it puts away the Shuckers 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. Or top of the third inning, excuse me. That's now four in a row sat down from the right-hander Sean Hundley. 2-0 Biscuits after 2.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
To the home half of the third inning at Riverwalk Stadium. First inning, Ryder Fincher casting in a changeup. This is up and away for ball one. The left in hitting center fielder, Cameron Meisner. 2-0 Biscuits score both runs back in the first as Meisner yanks it foul into the Shuckers' dugout. Nick Bennett was on the edge on the top step with a towel over his right shoulder. Amos goes up and over the top railing as he now says, I'm going to take a step down and sit on the bench. And the 1-1. Meisner takes low with the slider. It is 2-1, and I think Ace and Coco went over there with the towel and cooled him down.
Yeah, fanned him off with the towel. Looked like he had a cup of water for him.
Nick's not starting today, but always got to keep one of your starting pitchers cool as Meisner fouls it to the netting again. 2-2. Always got to pick your spot wisely in the dugout. 2-2 to Meisner. And casting a miss is down and away with a changeup. Counts full 3-2.
Bennett likes to stay down at the end of the dugout there. It's normally his spot. Kind of down in that camera ball on the first base side.
3-2. And Meisner rifles it into the alley in right center field. It touches nothing but green grass as Corey Ray cuts it off quickly. And Meisner took a strong turnaround at first, slams on the brakes, and retreats back to first base. But Meisner's off to a hot start tonight, 2-for-2, a pair of singles. And a leadoff man's on for the second time tonight. An eight-game hitting streak for Meisner. He's now 13-for-27 across that span. And so he leads off of first. Greg Jones shows bunt. And he pulls it back for ball one. Is down in the zone. And Castaneda was asking if he did offer at it or not. And now Charlie Green in the Shuckers' first base dugout just wanted a reassurance as well from home plate umpire Macon Hammond. Infield looking to turn two. As Jones doesn't show bunt this time, and a changeup misses away to the switch hitting shortstop. It's 2-0. Warren playing in on the grass just in case. Dillard holding the runner on at first, obviously. 2-0. And Jones whiffs at an elevated fastball at 93. First strike, one. Jones doubled in his first trip up, but then took an extended turnaround second because Meisner looked like he was going to get sent home. As Jones lays off, up and away, 3-1. And so Meisner took a big turnaround third, and then third base coach and their manager, Morgan Ensberg, threw the stop sign at last second, but Jones was digging around second. He would have had a triple either way if Meisner was sent, obviously. And now Meisner dancing off of first draws the attention of Castaneda, who steps off the back rubber, no throw over, just contorts his body to look over to first. He set once again, 3-1. And a fastball ripped back to the netting. 94 miles an hour, and the count's full. So the first two batters of this third inning have worked it to 3-2. 2-0 Biscuits, bomb in the third, nobody out. And now Cassina spins and fires to first. Meisner is back in standing. Meisner is 23 for 30 stolen base attempts this season. Really someone who can do it all for this Biscuits roster. And a 3-2 Jones fights it off. A fastball looked like he was just off the plate, but Jones had to protect the zone and anything close. And just threw the barrel at it. And Jones takes outside, ball four. A fastball at 94 missed away, and this time Jones doesn't chase after it. So the first walk issued by Castaneda, which we've talked about before, particularly going back to his last start. Walks really aren't in the MO for Castaneda. He walked four his last time out against Rocket City, which tied his season in career high. Again, just his first batter he's issued today, a walk to. And the third baseman, Oslavis Basabi, digs in the right side, and now they're going to assess an auto ball.
Castaneda and Charlie Green are both saying he stepped off. And I think that James Jean is going to come down and say, yes, he got time and he stepped off. But that was a case where Castaneda very deliberately stepped off the back of the rubber, and that's a good thing that, you know, normally you say, oh, the dugout's chirping. It's a good thing that Charlie Green and Nick Childs both offered such a loud argument there, because that was one that Macon Hammond had missed.
Now, Ron Marino came in as well, said, shaking his head, yes, she stepped off. So first pitch to Basabi, a slider that slides down and away for ball one. Runners on first and second. As now the catcher, Brent Diaz, jogs out to chat with the young right-hander. 2-0 Biscuits, a single from Meisner and a walk to Jones to kick off this third inning. And Basabi, a very dangerous hitter, tripled in a run in the first inning. He would come around to score on the Manzardo single. As now Basabi's hit streak has extended to 8 games, but Basabi in the month of August has been one of the best hitters in all of Double-A. He is hitting .388 in the month. 8 walks and 7 strikeouts. More walks than strikeouts throughout the month. An open stance on the right side. 1-0 is inside as Basabi squirms as the fastball comes near him. It's 2-0. Basabi, white pants rolled up to show the black socks underneath. Meisner creeping off a second, 2-0, and Basabi pops it up behind home plate. Diaz flings the mask aside at the track in front, makes the catch. Almost ran out of real estate. He was right up against the netting, and Diaz saves the day, a pop out. And Basabi is satisfied, one out in the frame.
Well, that's one that very easily, if it catches any piece of that net behind home plate, it's a foul ball automatically. And so for Diaz to navigate it right up against the backstop in the net, And have it drop down massive for Castaneda.
First pitch to Kyle Manzardo's pop foul behind home plate. First strike one. Well, just the difficulty of being able to track it, get to the spot. It will come back towards the field of play at the last second, but still, you're right. Catch any piece of the top, and that's a foul ball. The 0-1 is outside. And the changeup from Castaneda counts even. One ball, one strike. Meisner's at second. Gray Jones at first. A single and a walk to kick off this bomb of the third inning. 2-0. Biscuits advantage on the Shuckers. 1-0. And Manzardo takes away on the changeup. 2-1. Well, Manzardo, native of Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, just recently promoted to Double-A Montgomery. He's reached base in his first seven games, hitting .385 in his short spell here. And the 2-1 is rifled back to the screen for strike two. Has been able to do it all. That RBI drove in the first inning, his ninth already at Double-A. Five doubles and a home run. Six of his now 13 hits have gone for extra bases. Had the three doubles yesterday. And the 2-2, he chases a splitter in the dirt for strike three. And Manzardo struck out, fourth punch out for Castaneda, the second out in the inning. So how about Victor Castaneda? Looked like it was a dire situation to start this inning. A pop out in foul territory. Now the strikeout to the cleanup hitter. And all that's left is a switch hitting second baseman, Ronnie Simon, who swings at the first pitch and flies it high in the air down the left field line, but slices foul into a sea of hands on this thirsty Thursday in Montgomery. Didn't have the home run distance. Probably would have been right to where Terrence Dawson is playing out in left field. Well, Simon had a little flare into left field yesterday. And the 0-1 down and in with the slider, 1-1. Obviously with the right-hander Castaneda on the mound. Simon hitting from the left side. Castaneda looks back to Meisner at second. Blair back over there, and the 1-1 is hit on the ground. Right to Holt at second base, and the hole sidearm toss to first. And that's the third inning. No runs, a hit, and Castaneda leaves two men stranded. A big third inning for Victor. While the Biscuits still hold the 2-0 advantage after three from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. As Biloxi Shockers baseball will continue.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Two nothing Montgomery as we've hit the top of the fourth inning. 3-4-5 to up in the Shuckers order. Tristan Lutz takes a slider down and at the knees for a called strike. It was a RBI triple from Oslavis Basabe and Kyle Manzardo, RBI single in the first. As Lutz trickles it up the third baseline, it's hugging the white chalk and a foul ball. As Lutz was late to run out of the right-hander's batter's box, Basabe was chasing the baseball down up the third baseline. And instead ends up being a foul ball. That was an awfully close one. I think Lutz think it was going to foul the entire way, and then it just snaked back right on the white chalk. The 0-2 from Sean Hundley, the right-hander, and Lutz pounds it down the left field line, but it's a foul ball. As it ricochets off a few seats and back into left field. And Lutz walks back to home plate area. It's got the only hit tonight for Biloxi, a single in the first inning. That was against Josh Robertson, who opened the contest. Hundley now in his third inning of work. 0-2. And Lutz fists it on the ground, right back up the middle, into center field, the base hit. It was a good fastball in on the hands, and he got the ground ball that he was looking for, but it finds the hole up the middle. And Lutz is now 2-for-2 tonight.
Well, Tristan has been so good about going up the middle, right up the middle this season, and that's two different ways to do it. One of them was a high chopper, like you said, back in the first, and that one just a skimmer right back up the middle.
So Lutz with both Shuckers hit so far. And a first pitch sinker misses outside for ball one to the switch hitting third baseman Xavier Warren. In his third game at AA, as you mentioned earlier, his first start at third base. Made the nice spin move earlier. And on the 1-0, he takes a fastball at the knees, called strike. 1-1. Warren popped out to Basabe right along the fair foul line on the infield. Back in the first. One one is inside as Warren bounces out of the way. 2-1. Bitz gets five hits to the Shuckers, two. Conley kicks 2-1, and Warren pokes it out to left field. Holsizer backs up to his left, makes the catch. In towards the alley, and lets Astor retreat back to first base. One out in the top of the fourth. Warren was able to put barrel to the baseball that time. Well, just right at Holsizer, had to move a few steps to his left. That was it. So Lutz is still out of first. Shucker still trailing a pair of runs in the top of the fourth. And the shortstop, Cam Devaney, bounces the first pitch foul. Ricochets off the front edge of the Biscuits dugout for strike one. As Morgan Ensberg comes and scoops the baseball up. Devaney flied out to right field his first time. And the 0-1 misses away, 1-1. But really, it was a deep fly ball into right center. The wind is blowing out to right field tonight at Riverwalk Stadium. Even the flags on top of the scoreboard at left center blowing out that way. And the 1-1, a high chopper to third. Basabe stabs, throws a second for one, back over to first, and they turn a double play. 5-4-3. Erases the Lutz leadoff single, and Sean Humley tosses his third scoreless inning. After 3.5, Biscuits 2, Shuckers nothing. You're going to listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Montgomery Biscuits look to add on to their 2-0 advantage over Biloxi. Victor Castaneda, the right-handed hurler, faces Nico Holsizer from the right side. Takes a first pitch slider outside for ball one. 6-7-8 due up at the Biscuits order. And it is a called strike on Holsizer, actually. It's the 0-1, a check swing. They appeal to first, and they say he went around, so Holsizer is quickly in the hole, 0-2. So Castaneda looking for his fifth strikeout, the 0-2. And a slider runs off the plate outside, 1-2. Holsizer popped out to Holt at second. Brought a close to that first inning. 1-2 from the windup is outside. Misses with a fastball, 2-2. Well, Castaneda had to deal with some traffic last inning, but his mental fortitude was there. 2-2 and a good-looking fastball down and away. Holsizer takes for a ball, 3-2. It was leadoff single and walk to Beisner and Jones in the third. But a pop-out strikeout and a ground-out end of the inning. And 3-2, Holsizer takes a call, third strike. As Holsizer is undoing his ankle guard, and he thought he had ball four. On the fifth strikeout for Castaneda, one gone in the inning. So nobody on, one out. Bottom four, 2-0 Biscuits in the left, and hitting first baseman at Evan Edwards. Takes a change up, down, and away for ball one. As the Shuckers defense moves towards the right side, Tavani just to the left of the second base bag. Xavier Warren in on the hole on the left side of the infield. As comes right back, outer half for a strike, it's 1-1. From the windup, 1-1 home. It's popped up behind home plate over our heads in the press box out of play for a strike two. Edwards struck out looking his first time up in the second. That was part of back-to-back strikeouts for Castaneda. Who's 1-2 home. He's down and away with a splitter, 2-2. Well, Victor has looked a lot sharper in the outing today. Even though he picked up the win against Rocket City, kind of just the walks made him work a little bit harder out there on the mound. 1-2. Is outside, and the count evens 2-2. Three-two home is low ball four. He walked him through another splitter, and so an Edwards walk, the second walk issue today. He has now walked in five straight contests. Extends his on-base streak to eight games as well. Thomas Dillard on the other side has done the same with a walk today. So one out. Man at first in the right fielder, Diego Infante from the right side. And a slider waves and misses at for strike one. Shuckers trailing 2-0 in game three of this six-game set. Aiming to make up some ground in the divisional standings. Try the slider again. This time it's too far inside. 1-1. Five-game lead for Montgomery. And the final series that these two teams face off this year. 1-1's elevated upstairs high. 2-1 for ball. Which in the second half of the season, Montgomery, impressive home record. As Cassina comes set for the belt, 2-1, and Infante punches it foul, first base side. 2-2. Montgomery 12-5 at the home in the second half. 14-10 on the road, 26-15 in the second half. 2-2 high and tight. It pops out of the glove of Diaz, and his throw sails into right center field. Edwards pops up, and he's into third base. So more than likely a wild pitch, and then an E2 on Diaz. And the Shocker is now with an error in back-to-back contest. So the infield has to creep in with one out in the bottom of the fourth. 3-2. And a fastball on the outside. Black for strike three. 93 miles an hour in paint for Victor Castaneda. He comes up big in a big spot. His sixth strikeout tonight. His second one on Diego Infante. Well, deep sigh of relief from the Shuckers infield as they're able to move back from the infield grass. Two outs and a runner at third. And Roberto Alvarez takes a fastball 92 for ball one. Alvarez was a thorn in the side for the Biscuits on, or for the Shuckers on Tuesday night. And the 1-0. Alvarez takes low. Slider 2-0. Three hit night for Roberto. Six for his last 13, his last five games. Chance to drive in the Biscuits' third run tonight. As a fastball misses down and away, 3-0 to the right-handed hitter, and Roberto Alvarez. Well, top of the order awaits on deck for Castaneda. If he loses Alvarez, 3-0. And high and in with a fastball, ball four. Second walk of the inning, third walk tonight from Castaneda. As his pitch count continues to climb, now at 79 pitches through 3 2/3, but no signs of life right now in Biloxi's bullpen. I think they're just hoping that he can get one of these next two batters and roll out a new pitcher in the fifth. But it is the ever dangerous Cameron Meisner, 2-for-2 today with runners on the corners. First pitch fastball misses just outside for ball one. So five straight balls thrown from Castaneda after he came through with that 3-2 strikeout on Infante. Edwards at third. 1-0, and Meisner fights it off foul third base side into the sweet level. And Riverwalk Stadium for strike one. One one is just off the plate with the fastball, 2-1. Now these 1-4 hitters, just so tough to get through. And that's why a guy like Alvarez the other night in the ninth spot coming up with three hits as the 2-1 is pulled high in the air down the right field line towards the corner. Whitley can't get there. Edwards is in to score. And Alvarez held up at third base. It's a stand-up double for Cameron Meisner. Drives in the Biscuits' third run tonight. It's 3-0 in the fourth. So Meisner's third hit, drives in a run, has also scored once tonight. If we had MVP honors for the game, he would be an early candidate. And the switch hitting shortstop, Greg Jones, as now Nick Childs, the pitching coach, pops out from the first base dugout with Castaneda's pitch count at 83. Runners on second and third, and the bullpen has come to life down the right field line. With three runs on six hits for the Biscuits and runners on second and third. This is similar to what the Biscuits did yesterday. Put up three runs in the first two innings last night. But tonight, you know, looking for another big inning. They scored two out of the gate tonight. One here in the fourth. And really, this might be one of the batters of the game. You know, base hit from Jones. That's going to score a run. That's going to score both runs and make it a 5-0 game. And Greg Jones takes the first pitch. It spiked into the backstop. Alvarez scores. It's now 4-0 Biscuits on the wild pitch. Meisner follows to third. And so runner at third. Two outs at the bottom of the fourth inning. Two runs home. 4-0 Biscuits lead. Jones has been on base his first two trips up as he swings and misses on a breaking ball down in the zone for a strike. While the second baseman pulling towards the first base bag, he's really in the hole on the right side. Now he takes two steps towards the second base bag. And the 1-1 swings and misses at a changeup, 1-2. One, two, swing and a miss. He got him. Down and in with a slider. Diaz throws to first and completes the strikeout on Greg Jones. Seven strikeouts for Victor Castaneda so far through four innings. But that might bring an end to his night as the Biscuits get two more in the inning and make it 4-0 Montgomery after four here from Riverwalk Stadium. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows?
Yep, he needs us to haul two dozen of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon two dozen 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Top of the fifth inning, the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard swings at the first pitch and fouls it off against the right-hander Sean Hull in the top of the fifth. 4-0 Biscuits, and with that we send it back to Garrett Green.
Strikeout, a reminder of strikeout, Cogan Grass. That's C-O-G-O-N Grass. Catch grade, Brent Diaz.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Montgomery Biscuits leading the Biloxi Shuckers 4-0. Day is over for the right-hander Victor Castaneda, and he'll give way to the new right-hander Kent Hassler, who gets Oslavis Basabe, Kyle Manzardo, and Ronnie Simon. Hassler getting ready to deal, and the right-hander set of the belt and the first offer to Basabe, and it's low for a ball.
Ryander has her 1-3 record, a 3.67 ERA, his 21st appearance in 27 innings. He's walked 11, struck out 32, a 1.14 whip for the Ryander Hassler.
Stares into the right-handed hitting Misabe Indians. And this is hit high into the air, but playable on the left field side. Waiting for it just onto the infield. Grasses Warren. That'll make the catch above his head. So just two pitches to get the first out for Hassler. One gone, and Kyle Manzardo will be the batter. So for Castaneda, four innings, four runs, just two earned on six hits. Walked three and struck out seven. And again, very uncharacteristic for the Shuckers starters lately. As the first offer to the left-handed hitting Manzardo, this is a fastball at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. For Biloxi, since the All-Star break, 18 of down 24 contests, their starter has gone at least five innings. 0-1, a little outside with a slider. Only count 1-1 to Manzardo. So just the sixth time this year out of the All-Star break that a Shuckers starter has not gone at least five innings. 1-1 and Manzardo with a healthy check swing, and he does hold up on a knee-buckling slider. Only count 2 balls and a strike to the DH. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander Hassler. Two-pitch pitcher throws a fastball and a slider. The 2-1 from Kent. And the slider is high. The count is 3-1. Hassler with his slider has a lot more vertical break to it than horizontal, so it moves much more up and down than side to side. Set on the 3-1. And this is yanked down the right field line and foul. And so the count has run full now to Manzardo. Manzardo with an RBI single as part of the two-run first for the Biscuits. Popped out behind, or check that, he struck out back in the third inning. As Hassler sets belt high and the righty's 3-2. Is low and in, and it is ball four. So the first walk by Hassler. Fourth overall for the Shuckers tonight. Man on with one gone and Ryan Simon the batter. We've said it several times. This is a pivotal series here for the Shuckers. And as tough as it is, they really need to try and win the rest of these games. They want to have a shot at a playoff push. Five games back of the Biscuits coming into tonight. First offer on the way and a slider on the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1 to Simon. The switch hitter batting left against the right-hander, Hassler. If you walk out of here with a series split, you are still five games back in Montgomery. Set in the 0-1. And that is low. 1-1. However, if you're able to win four out of six, you're four games back. And if you win the rest of the games and come out of here with 5 out of 6, well, then you're three games back in Montgomery, again, at not playing them the rest of the way. You're set down, though, 1-1. This is lifted left side and foul. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Simon. So far tonight is over two with a strikeout and a ground out. Biscuits leading it 4-0 over the Shuckers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chris, next up for Biloxi, they'll head back to MGM Park where we have a six-game series against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Zedan, though, 1-2. And Simon down to a knee, and he just gets a piece of it, and it ricochets off Macon Hammondy, who's skipping back out of the dirt circle. And the umpires will come in and check on him, as well as the athletic trainer for the Biscuits as James Ramsdale comes out to take a look at Macon Hammond on the foul ball. Well, Shuckers, after this game, or after this series, they will head back home, and it kicks off a two-week span where they play the North Division, six games against the Chattanooga Lookouts, and then we travel to Rocket City to take on the Trash Pandas. And Biloxi rounds it out with two last series in the division, six games against the Mississippi Braves for the last six games at MGM Park during the regular season this year. And we finish the year in Pensacola with six games against the Blue Wahoos. Well, hard to believe that is all that remains. So it looks like Macon Hammond is going to be just fine. And right now it's Raul Moreno who appears to be working on his mask a little bit. So I guess that pitch came up and got him in the face a little bit and went rattling off of the umpire's mask.
I think one of the, you know, came untied or something, just had a button up and, you know, appears is okay.
And it looked like that was going to be a case where Hammond was going to let Hassler throw a warm-up pitch or two if he wanted, but Kent appears to be just fine. Hassler working with full-length black sleeves from out underneath the royal blue jersey top. Kent always goes down to the mound and he rubs his hand up against the dirt. In between pitches, then dangles that right arm with the ball in the glove and now brings it right about belt high for the set. Slight bend as he does, and the 1-2. And Simon fouls this one off, this time straight into the dirt. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. 4-0 Biscuits with a man on first and one gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning at Riverwalk Stadium. Here, speaking of fouling a ball straight down, there were two crazy happenings in minor league baseball last night. The set and the 1-2. And this is yanked down the right field line, but it's going to tug foul. Had the distance, but was on the wrong side of the foul pole. And so the count stays at 1-2 to Simon. And it was two completely different happenings. There was a game in Double A last night where a ball was hit straight down in front of home plate, not more than 6 inches, and the ball stuck right at home plate. The 1-2, and Simon flinches. They'll appeal out, and Raul Moreno says he didn't swing, and the count goes even at 2-2. And because it hit right in between the boxes and right in front of home plate, it was a fair ball. But all the years watching baseball, don't know if we've ever seen one stick in the mud like that. 2-2 again fouled off. This time Simon comes up hopping as it went off of his ankle. And so the count stays at 2-2 to the switch hitting second baseman. And the other one was the exact opposite, where Gabriel Moreno, who's one of the great prospects in the Blue Jays organization, in the 9th inning last night in Buffalo, hit a missile off of his bat, and it hit the left field wall, and it went into the left field wall padding. It stuck there. The set and the 2-2 again. And a slider. He got him swinging over the top of it. Big strikeout for Hassler. Second out in the inning. First K for Kent. And with two gone, it'll be Nico Holsizer.
We need an update on the padding in Buffalo to see if the baseball is still stuck in there or not.
And that was the thing. The left fielder for Lehigh Valley did the right thing. As soon as it lodged in the padding, he held up his hands saying that the ball was unplayable. It's the same thing that happens if it gets lodged somewhere else on the field. It was a first offer slider to the right-handed hitting. Holsizer is on the outer edge for a strike. It's 0-1. And it was the correct ruling, because after they had ruled it was a ground rule double, as the set in the 0-1. And Holsizer, a little cue shot foul first base side. It's 0-2. He went up to try, the left fielder tried to get it out of the wall, and when he did, it actually fell down a little bit further behind the cloth and the foam padding that's in there. And I think because it was the bottom of the 9th inning, they just left it in the left field wall for the rest of that inning. I'm sure someone went out and retrieved it today. 0-2. And a big rip and a miss. Holsizer casts the bat aside as Diaz scoops it up and tags him out. And Hassler, aside from a one-out walk, strikes out 2 in the bottom of the 5th inning. That sends us on to the 6th. The Biscuits still with a 4-0 lead over the Shuckers. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to Appointment Day at the Martinez House. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Four nothing biscuits as Terrence Dawson hits a three-hopper that Greg Jones bobbles and doesn't throw in time to get Dawson at first. So Terrence is on base to lead it off here in the sixth. That's exactly what the Shuckers need, trailing 4-0 against Montgomery and trying to generate anything against Sean Hundley. We'll see how they score that. It was a three-hopper that was hit pretty much right at Jones, but he just had a small amount of bobble, and that led to a delayed throw. So Dawson on base. Error or hit, the Shuckers will take it as Corey Ray stands in from the left side and takes a pitch low. It is 1-0. So no runs and three hits. One error for Biloxi as that has gone down as a hit for Dawson. So extend his on-base streak to 7 games. 1-0 low and outside. And it's 2-0 to Ray. So big for the Shuckers there to get the leadoff man on. Something they have not done since the fourth inning. The only time they've gotten the leadoff man on tonight. Set in the 2-0. And Ray takes a low and in. 3 balls and no strikes to Corey. Ray 0-for-2 today with a sharp line out to right and a fly out to left back in the third. Count leverage here with the man on first and the 3-0. And Ray taking the entire way. It's outside for ball four. So a first pitch single by Dawson and now a 4-pitch walk to Ray. Second walk issued by Hundley and it brings up Garrett Whitley and brings Roberto Alvarez out to the mound.
Especially because Hundley was just slicing and dicing through this Shuckers order. You know, outside of the one single from Lutz, that's pretty much been it today.
So far today, remember, Hundley came in the second because they threw Josh Robertson as an opener. Hundley needed 15 pitches for the second, 7 pitches for the third, 11 pitches for the fourth, and just 11 pitches the fifth as well. So very manageable with this pitch count. And now Biloxi, runners on first and second, and nobody going. And the first offer to Garrett Whitley. That's taken at the knees, a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. And with that, there is a left-hander that's up and throwing out of the Biscuits bullpen. Right-hander Hundley sets out from his chin and stretches home with the 0-1. Whitley fouls back a fastball. The count is 0-2 to Garrett. Whitley 0-for-2 today, struck out back in the first, and he grounded out to short back in the third inning. Dawson at second, Ray at first. Shuckers trailing 4-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Hundley twirling the ball in his right hand, now brings it into his glove, chest high. Dancing off a second, Dawson in the 0-2, and Whitley swings and misses for a strikeout. Fed him a slide along the outer edge. It's just the second strikeout for Hundley tonight, with the first out here in the top of the sixth. the sixth.
I think the engineer is willing to open up the window and take in some baseball, but that's back-to-back sliders that Whitley now Lutz have struck out on from Hundley.
So now it's Warren, the switch hitter, batting left. As the first offer fastball at the knees for a strike, it is 0-1. Warren so far today 0-2. He popped out and foul ground in the first and fly to left back in the fourth. Dawson off of second, Ray not being held on at first. The 0-1, and Warren pokes it back foul. And now it's no balls and two strikes to Warren. Right-hander Nash Walters is getting warm out of the Biloxi bullpen. Then a left-hander throwing out of the Biscuits bullpen, though he has slowed his pace considerably as Hundley has moved back into control here. Two gone and 0-2 count to Warren. And here's the offer. And Warren takes outside corner for a call third strike. Oh, my goodness. Roberto Alvarez caught that one fading away from the plate, and he was about ready to throw it back to Hundley before Macon Hammond rung up Warren. And after a single and a walk, Hundley strikes out the next three. That sends us to the bottom of the sixth. Shuckers still trailing it 4-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Nothing Biscuits as we start the bottom of the sixth inning, and Nash Walters, the new hurler, misses down low with a slider to the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards. It is ball one. Walters sets belt high, and the right-hander's 1-0. A swing and a miss at another off-speed.
Walters' 41st appearance this season, tied for the most coming in today in the Southern League, 6-2 record, a 4.67 ERA. 10 holds, one save, and four opportunities.
As a 1-1 fastball ripped on and missed, it's now 1-2.
44 and a third innings hurled this season by Walters. Walked 14, struck out 60, opponents hitting 247 off of him.
Walters sets in the 1-2. And a check swing, they will appeal. And the call is a strikeout, Raul Moreno. So Walters strikes out the first batter that he faces on a check swing. One gone and Diego Infante the hitter. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Biscuits. No runs, three hits, one error for the Shuckers. As the first offer is a slider. Swung on and missed by Infante for a strike. It is 0-1. Walters, four scoreless appearances in the month of August after he went 8 out of 9 scoreless appearances in July. 0-1 down in the dirt with a breaking ball. Only count 1-1 to Infante. Just an absolutely remarkable run for Nash Walters. Kick and the 1-1. And a weave and a miss and a slider on the outer half. It is 0-2. The right-hander Walters, the 1-2. And a check swing. He can't hold up on a high fastball. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Walters. That's now four consecutive Ks for the Shuckers. Going back to the two strikeouts for Hassler in the fifth. Walters peers in as he gets the line-handed hitting Roberto Alvarez. And the first pitch is a fastball pop back for a strike. It is 0-1. For a point of reference for Nash, since June 11th, so it's on June 12th, he has made 20 appearances for the Shuckers. 19 of those have been scoreless. 0-1 is low and in. The count is 1-1 to Alvarez. 21 innings. Remember, he gave up 6 runs in that outing against Montgomery back on July 30th. 5 of them were earned. Those are the only runs he's given up since June 12th. 1-1, and a slow skimmer is out to Warren. Scoops it up around his feet and fires to first. And a casual, scoreless 1-2-3, bottom of the 6th inning for Walters. That moves us on to the 7th. Shuckers trailing it 4-0 as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
So hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground.
Start of the 7th inning. The Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 4-0. Day is over for the right-hander Sean Hundley. New left-hander into the ballgame for the Biscuits. It's Cody Reed to tell you all about it. And take you through the next inning. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. As you said, Cody Reed into the ballgame replaces the right-hander Sean Hundley. He goes 5 innings today, just allows the 2 hits, no runs, walks 2, and strikes out 4. 58 pitches, 41 total strikes for the right-hander Hundley. So the new southpaw Cody Reed meets and greets Cam Devaney, the shortstop. Kicks things off on the right side against the southpaw Reed. Comes set from the stretch and deals home. First pitch fastball up and away at 90 miles an hour for 1. Now Reed this season in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. His third appearance with Montgomery, no record. As Devaney pops it high in the air into right field. Infante chasing it into foul ground towards the bullpen and can't make the catch. As he approached the Shuckers bench down there in the bullpen by the mound. And strike 1 to Devaney. Well, 1 save, 1 opportunity, 2 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 5 hits. Has allowed 1 home run, walked 1 and struck out 2. Started 1 game in 6 appearances in the GCL, the Gulf Coast League. Rays earlier this year. 1-1, and Devaney pops it foul behind home plate. It is 1-2. Reed has plenty of Major League service time under his belt in his career. He's made 65 career appearances in the big leagues, started 18 games and 136 and a third innings that he has pitched in. Most recently with Tampa Bay last year. 1-2 is down and inside. 2-2 to Devaney, who is hitless today, 0-2. Reed, 12 appearances, a 3.72 ERA last year. Logged 9 2/3 innings. It's down and inside, almost hits Devaney, and it does. Hits him in the bottom foot. As he jumps and hops around up the first base line, now takes off the protective gear. And Devaney reaches with a hit-by pitch to kick off the seventh inning. So now the second straight inning, and the third time in the last four frames that the leadoff man is on for Biloxi, and the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard gets set from the right side. Now going back to Reed, originally drafted in the second round of the 2013 Major League Draft by the Kansas City Royals out of Northwest Mississippi Community College. Grew up in Horn Lake High School. As Dillard, swings and misses at a fastball in the other half for strike one. Reed now 29 years old. As the 0-1, Dillard lays off, but it's a called strike either way. A fastball up and away at 92, 0-2. Made his debut back in 2016 with the Cincinnati Reds. Pitched 5 years there. And the 0-2 is inside as Dillard scooted out of the way. And with inside fastball 1-2. Was then traded to Tampa Bay in 2020. One do, and Dillard swings and misses for strike three. Reed's first strikeout of the first out of the seventh inning when the Shucker is trailing 4-0. Need to get a few men on here. Devaney still at first in the catcher, Brent Diaz. From the right side, first pitch from the southpaw, Reed. Is a fastball, 92 at the knees for strike one. Diaz 0-2 today, a pair of ground outs. The 0-1, and Diaz fouls it off himself for the right-hander's batter's box. It's 0-2. So Reed's command has vastly improved since the first hit by pitch where he was a little bit all over the place. So Reed climbs back on the rubber, 6'5", 230-pound southpaw. The 0-2 is down in. 1-2. This gets scored. Pair runs back in the first and the fourth inning, that's all. Shuckers have been held to just 3 hits tonight, had 5 last night. 1-2, down it inside, more towards the back foot. The fastball, 2-2, and that's what he's been mostly throwing so far, hasn't moved away from that. Two two home, swing and a miss. He got him. Threw it towards the back foot again, and back to back strikeouts for Reed. Two outs. Devaney still at first, and Gabe Holt the last man standing. Holt 0-2 today, and the left hit it. Hitting infielder takes a fastball in the outer half for strike one. I'll mention that Reed was acquired in a trade Rays back on August 28th in 2020. He was added to the roster 3 days after. And the 0-1 outside, 1-1. He had to join the team up in the Bronx. Drove 10 hours in a rental car from Cincinnati to join the Rays at Yankee Stadium. It's one of those kind of crazy stories when a guy gets traded sometimes. And the 1-1, a fastball in the outer half for a call strike. It's 1-2.
But remember at that point in 2020, not a whole lot of flights available at that point.
Yeah.
Probably for major league teams, they didn't want to throw guys on commercial flights.
A lot of driving. Bring your easy pass with you. And the 1-2, Holt taps it up the middle. Jones charging in at shortstop. Fields in front of the second base. Bang, and they got him at first. A bang-bang play. And Cody Reed issues and hits the batter to kick off the seventh inning, but two strikeouts and a ground out, and a scoreless top of the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, a man left. It's stretch time in Montgomery. 4-0 Biscuits on top of the Shuckers on the Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the seventh inning in Montgomery, 4-0 Biscuits as the Rander Nash Walters rolls back out. A first pitch slider at the knees for a strike one to Cameron Meisner, who was showing bunt, but pulled it back. But again, still a called strike. Walters working from the stretch, the 0-1, and Meisner swings and misses. Another slider from Walters. 11 pitches in the last inning for the right-hander. Meisner 3-for-3, a perfect start today. As Meisner chops it first base side, Dillard shuffles to his right, knocks it down, underhand flip to Walters at first. And they put it away 3-1. As Walters has retired the first four he's faced, get out for his second inning. So one out, nobody on. 4-0 Biscuits in the third game of this six-game series from Riverwalk Stadium. And the switch hitting shortstop, Greg Jones, hitting from the left side. Third baseman Xavier Warren on the grass. And Jones swings and misses at a slider for strike one. Now Walters, a power fastball, and then rips in that slider. It's a nasty duo. Mixes in that occasional curveball. As the 0-1 fastball is down and away. 1-1. Jones 1-for-2. He's been on base twice today. A double and a walk before striking out in the fourth. Walters deals 1-1. And Jones fouls it back. A fastball 95 miles an hour. First strike two. Walters, a third-round draft pick back in 2015 by the Brewers out of Lindale High School in Lindale, Texas. Hard-throwing Texans 1-2. He's in the dirt, blocked by Diaz, even though nobody's on base. Getting in the work either way. Going down to the knees to block slider at 86. Biscuits offense, two runs in the first, two in the fourth. A two RBI double from Meisner. Did the damage the last time on the fourth. As a 2-2, Jones gets tied up with a slider down and in for strike three. Walter is fans his third batter already through an inning and two thirds, and quickly two gone. So just like that, it's up to the right-handed hitting third baseman Oslavis Basabe to prolong the bottom of the seventh. His team on top, though, 4-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers. And Basabe takes a slider to the knees for strike one. Walter's scoreless streak has run up to 7 1/3. He had that season-long 17-inning scoreless streak from June 11th to the end of July. As Basabe bounces it towards the on-deck circle, third base side, it's 0-2. Basabe, who extended his 8-game hitting streak with an RBI triple in the first inning, open up the game. As Basabe takes outside a fastball, 95, 1-2. Has been hitless since then, a pair of pop-outs. Two outs, nobody on, the 1-2. Is down and away. It skips in and out of the glove of Diaz with the slider, 2-2. Three strikeouts and two groundouts, five up, five down for Walters. Looking to make it 6-for-6 here. Two outs, 2-2. And another slider in the dirt. He buries it as Basabe doesn't fish after. And the count runs full. Well, the ever-dangerous Kyle Manzardo is on deck. Don't want to get to him here in this inning. Basabe open stance on the right side, 3-2. And a slider misses outside for ball four. As it trickles up the first base side. And the first batter finally reaches against the right-hander Walters. So with Basabe at first, it is the designated hitter Kyle Manzardo. Three doubles yesterday and four trips today. 1-for-2. He walked his last time up in the fifth. Singled home a run in the first. He also struck out swinging. That sandwiched in between those two in the third. Basabe's off and running on the first pitch. Called strike. Throw to second base, and he slides in safely. Good scoop by Devaney, the shortstop who was covering the bag. But Basabe swipes second. Now he puts himself in scoring position. Perfect 8-for-8 for Basabe now in his 41st contest in Double-A this season. So man at second, two outs, 4-0 Biscuits, home half of the seventh inning. And the pitch was called a strike to Manzardo. Walter set 0-1. And a slider, he wings and misses that up in the zone for strike two. And Walters is in the driver's seat. But Manzardo has reached base in his first 8 contests in Double-A already. Good start for him, the 0-2. And a fastball sails high, 95, 1-2. We always talk about the biggest adjustment in minor league baseball being the one from high A to Double-A. And Manzardo and guy like Oslavis Basabe is at second. I'd say have done just okay so far. 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. A fastball up and out of the zone at 95 miles an hour as Walters climbs the ladder on him. His fourth strikeout as Basabe is stranded at second base. No runs, no hits. The man left at second. Move on to the eighth inning in Montgomery. 4-0 Biscuits on top of the Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is. It's a essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
We've hit the top of the eighth inning at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. 4-0 Biscuits on top. And Terrence Dawson will meet Cody Reed again for the first time. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thanks so much, Thomas. So here is Dawson from the left side. Left-hander Reed deals home. And a first pitch fastball is right over for a strike. It is 0-1. Biscuits have led wire to wire in this one. Two runs in the bottom of the first inning to take a 2-0 lead. The Shuckers have managed just three hits. As Dawson waves through a breaking ball, and the count is quickly 0-2. Dawson has one of those three hits. It came back in the sixth inning. Dawson, the lone man to reach scoring position for the Shuckers tonight. Set in the 0-2. And a curveball's way low and outside. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Dawson. Back in the sixth, Dawson singled and Ray walked, but then Sean Hundley finished his night by striking out the next three batters. 1-2, and Dawson waves and misses at a slider. Third strikeout for the former big leaguer Cody Reed, and the lineup will turn back over to Corey Ray. The Biscuits adding on their other two runs in the fourth inning. A walk, a wild pitch, and an error. Another walk, an RBI double, and a wild pitch. That has been it. The Shuckers have managed just two base runners in their last nine men up. A walk and a hit by pitch. As Ray watches a fastball come over for a strike, it is 0-1. Now Ray had that walk back in the sixth inning. He's also flied to left and lined out to right. Set in the 0-1. And a fastball's outside. The count is 1-1. Well, normally when we check the Major League scoreboard, there are games going on right now, but there were plenty of day games today. Brewers rounded out their four-game set against the Dodgers today. As a 1-1 is low and outside, it's two balls and a strike, not a Ray. The 1-0-5 first pitch at American Family Field, and the Brewers get a split of their four-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Set in the 2-1, and Ray hacks and misses at a hard-biting slider that moves away from him in the lefty-lefty matchup. On the count 2-2 with the Biscuits leading 4-0 here in the top of the eighth inning. Corbin Burns got the win today for the Brewers. 5 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. 2-2 when Ray swings over a fastball. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Reed. He's got 4 now. And 1 2/3 innings, with 2 gone, it's Garrett Whitley. Andrew McCutchen, 2 home runs today, a solo shot in the bottom of the first inning, and then a 2-run blast in the third. Difference in the ballgame, a 2-run Hunter Renfroe home run, his 21st of the year. First offer to Whitley, and a fastball at the knees at 94 for a strike. It is 0-1. Brad Boxberger came in, went a third of an inning to clean up after Corbin Burns. Boxberger got his 22nd hold of the year. Set in the 0-1. And that is low. Ball and one strike to Whitley. Two gone and the base is empty. Shuckers trailing it 4-0 here in the top of the eighth. Matt Bush then came in and threw a scoreless inning as the 1-1. Low and in. 2-1. Taylor Rogers threw a scoreless inning. And Devin Williams gets his eighth save of the year. One inning, three strikeouts for Devin. Big win for the Brewers to split their series. Set down the 2-1. And Whitley lays into one. Deep center field, tracking back on it. Meister and at the wall. He leaps up with one foot and makes the catch above his right shoulder for the out. Now that is probably the best hit ball by any Biloxi Shucker tonight. And it's a line out 390 feet to just left of straightaway center field. And Biloxi's offense held in check yet again in the eighth. We move on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers trailing it 4-0 against the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 4-0. Ronnie Simon, the switch hitting second baseman, will lead it off, and he'll see a new hurler as the right hitter Robbie Hitt is into the ballgame here in the eighth. Hitt's first pitch, and a fastball dots the outer edge for a strike.
Hitt this season, his 35th appearance, 4-2 record, a 4.32 ERA, 41-2/3 innings logged this year, 21 walks, 47 Ks.
0-1, and Simon fouls it back.
We saw Hitt yesterday, third of an inning, and the one battery face. That was it.
It came in after Harold Chirino had struck out back-to-back batters. Had been on the edges, and check that had bases loaded. As a bouncer is hit out to second, Holt charging in. He'll have a very short overhand toss to first. And retires Simon. So Simon now 0 for 4 tonight. One gone in the inning, and Nico Holsizer the batter. After Hitt came in and got a fielder's choice in the bottom of the eighth inning, Shuckers can turn to him yet again. So final line for Nash Walters tonight. Two innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. Hitt readies and deals. And Holsizer, right-handed batter, takes a slider inside. It is 1-0. Holsizer 0 for 3 today. He popped out to second, and he struck out each of his last two times up. Kick and the 1-0. And that is low. Missed with a slider again. Two balls and no strikes. Holsizer barely had opened to his stance, and he has his feet pretty close together in the right-handed batter's box. 2-0. And a big cut and a miss by the power hitter. It's 2-1. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for Biloxi, they'll have the good part of the order up. 3-4-5, Lutz, Warren, and Devaney. The right-hander warming out in Montgomery's pen. 2-1, and Holsizer just touches a piece of it foul. And so the count, two balls and two strikes now to Holsizer. 4-0 in favor of Montgomery with one gone and the bases empty here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Biscuits. No runs, just 3 hits and 1 error for Biloxi. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. He got him to chase a slider low and outside. The third strikeout of the night for Holsizer. Two gone in the inning, and Evan Edwards the batter. So now 14 strikeouts for Shuckers pitching tonight. Castaneda had 7 over 4 innings this evening. Edwards from the left side, as hit, deals home the first. And this is shot in the air, but foul down the left field line for a strike. It is 0-1. Edwards 0-2 tonight. He has struck out a couple of times, but he walked and scored as part of that 2-run fourth. Biscuits 2 in the fourth and 2 in the first. That has been it tonight. The 0-1. Hit in the air, same spot again, left side foul. That's quickly 0-2 to the first baseman for Montgomery. The Shuckers in a similar spot that they were last night. They were trailing 4-1 going to the ninth inning. But remember, Biloxi put 2 men on base in that frame. Reset on the 0-2. In the air. Again, a slicing foul ball down the left field line. And it'll find the seats yet again. And the count will stay at 0-2. Shuckers continue this series tomorrow night. It's a good pitching matchup. Two lefties coming up tomorrow. Biloxi will send the left-hander Robert Gasser to the mound. 1-0 with a 1 ERA. He'll get the lefty Mason Montgomery for the Biscuits. No record with a 3-4-7. Hits 0-2 is a fastball cut on and missed. And Robbie Hitt strikes out a pair in a scoreless 1-2-3 at bottom of the eighth. That sends us on to the ninth. Shuckers needing a rally, trailing 4-0 as we go that way. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ's Auto Parts. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Call for the Shuckers as we go to the top of the ninth inning, trailing 4-0 against the Biscuits. Montgomery will turn to a right-hander here in the ninth as they go to Chris Gow.
Yeah, Gow's 22nd appearance in Montgomery this season, has started one game, 4-0 record, a 2.73 ERA, one hold and one save and 3 opportunities. In 33 innings, has allowed 3 home runs, walked just 5 batters, struck out 37. Opponent sitting 210 off of him, a whip, a cool 0.94.
So he comes in and gets the meaty part of the order. Lutz, Warren, and Devaney. The 3-2 up for the Shuckers here. As the Biloxi needs at least a 4-run rally to extend it to the bottom of the ninth inning. There's 3 hits so far for Biloxi, but Lutz has 2 of them. As Gow readies and fires the first. And Lutz watches a fastball peck the outer corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Lutz with a high chopping single up the middle back in the first, and a skimming single up the middle back in the fourth. the one-strike offer. And an overhand curveball falls in for a strike knee high. And it's 0-2. How about that from Gal? 92 on the outside edge, 73 on the inner edge. What's coming next? The 0-2. And Lutz takes a slider outside. And so the count goes to a ball and two strikes to Tristan. No runs, three hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Four runs, six hits, and no errors for the Biscuits. Right-hander Gal bent over the waist slightly as he peers over his glove. Hesitates and the 1-2. And a stretch and a miss for a slider on the outer edge as Lutz goes down on slides. Second time Lutz, who struck out this evening, one gone, and Xavier Warren will be the batter. Biloxi looking to avoid being shut out for just the fourth time this season. Shuckers have been blanked just three previous times. First offer to Warren, and he takes a breaking ball outer edge for a strike, 0-1. And the Shuckers have gone well over a month since the last time that they were shut out. You have to go all the way back to July 1st against Mississippi. The 0-1, and that's high to Warren. Ball and one strike. And the Shuckers dropped that game 4-0. And were held to just two hits. The last time Biloxi was held down to just three hits was in their last series against Rocket City. As Warren out in front of a curveball. Swings and misses, and the count is 1-2. It was a game that the Rocket City Trash Pandas won 3-1. The sand, the 1-2 on the way to Warren. And a curveball. Good-looking pitch just off the outer edge. And the count draws even at 2-2 to Warren. Xavier 0-3 tonight. Popped out in foul ground. Fly to left, and he struck out looking on a changeup his last time up. The set and the 2-2 offer on the way. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. Went over a slider. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Dow. The last hope for the Shuckers is Cam Devaney. Biscuits 4, Shuckers nothing. Bases empty and two gone here in the top of the ninth inning. Devaney digs in from the right side. Right-hander Gow, 1 foot on either side of the rubber, now rotates his body and brings the first home. It's high and inside with a fastball. Devaney drops the bat down and hangs onto it with one hand as he spins away. It's 1-1 and no strikes to Cam. Devaney 0-2 today. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. 1-0. And a curveball, that's in time. 2-0 and no strikes to Devaney. We were talking about it a little bit earlier tonight in between half innings. Cam Devaney in game number 2 of our series here. The last time that we were in Montgomery in early July was a public enemy number 1 for a large group down the left field line. Set and the 2-0. And a slider taken on the outer edge. It's 2-1. Remember, that was when Cam deked the throw into the bleachers, and when he didn't, he became the most hated man in the ballpark that night. Set and the 2-1. And Cam swings over a slider, and Biloxi's down to their last strike.
Maybe one of the rowdiest Thirsty Thursday crowds we've seen this year.
Devaney said he loved the energy. As they get loud here in Montgomery tonight. Two gone, bags empty. And the 2-2. And Cam takes inside. And it's 3-2. Gal readies. And the payoff to Cam. Just hit foul. Threw him a big sweeping curveball, and Devaney caught a piece of it. And the count will stay at 3-2 to Devaney. Switch hitting Thomas Dillard waiting on deck for Shuckers. 4-0 Biscuits here in the top of the ninth inning. And another 3-2. And Devaney strikes out swinging. And the Biscuits blank the Shuckers tonight. Final score in this one, the Montgomery Biscuits 4 and the Biloxi Shuckers nothing. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow. Biscuits beat the Shuckers tonight. Postgame show next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theluxyshuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Biscuits Shuckers tonight by a final score of 4-0. Gary Green with you here. Thomas Zenzarella alongside. It's a pretty quick look back at this one for Biloxi. They were held just 3 hits in the ballgame tonight. One of them came in the first inning, but that was all that was allowed by the opener, Josh Roberts. Biscuits then struck very quickly in the bottom of the first inning. Cameron Meisner with the leadoff single. Greg Jones then doubled to the right field corner, but he was thrown out in between second and third as Meisner got a late stop sign at third base. And ultimately, Jones was picked off trying to turn it into a triple. Oslaves Sabe, though, then tripled to the right field gap. That drove in the first run of the game, and Kyle Manzardo, an RBI single, made it 2-0. Now, the right-hander Victor Castaneda settled in after that. He struck out 4 over the next 2 1/3 innings worth of work. Got off a little bit of a jam in the third, but in the bottom of the fourth inning, struck out Nico Holsizer, walked Evan Edwards. A wild pitch and a throwing error by Diaz let Edwards move to third. Then Castaneda struck out Diego Infante. But a walk of Alvarez, an RBI double by Cameron Meisner, and a wild pitch brought in 2 more runs. That was it for the scoring for the Biscuits on the night. As combination of Ken Hassler, Nash Walters, and Robbie Hitt combined to walk 2 batters, not allow a hit, not allow a run, and strike out 8 over the final 4 innings. Unfortunately for Biloxi, their only real scoring chance came in the top of the 6th inning. Terrence Dawson led off with a single. Corey Ray worked a walk, but then Sean Hundley came back and finished his night by striking out the next 3 batters. Cam Devaney was hit by a pitch to start the 7th inning. He would not advance any as the next 3 men in a row were retired. Cody Reed then threw scoreless 8th, and Chris Gow, a 1-2-3 ninth inning in which he struck out the side. And the Shuckers fall by a final score of 4-0 tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League as well as the Brewers affiliated system. And we'll get you set tomorrow. Shuckers fall tonight, 4-9. Postgame show comes. The rest of the postgame show comes here next as Biloxi Checkers Baseball continues in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers shut out tonight by a final score of 4-0. But we weren't the only action in the Southern League tonight. As a matter of fact, there were plenty of games this evening. And to take a look at them for you, I'll send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. We'll start with the one game that's already finished so far. And that's because Chattanooga and Rocket City got rained out on Tuesday. And so they made up their doubleheader today. Well, in game one, Rocket City fell 4-1. They mustered just two hits in the seven-inning short contest. 4-1 Chattanooga win. And they got off rolling early. Eli De La Cruz, the number one prospect in the Red System, number 15 in all of baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. RBI single in the first. A wild pitch by Joe Boyle, the hard-throwing right-hander who we will see next week. Wild pitch tied the game in the second at one apiece. But De La Cruz, a two-run homer, was not done. 3-1 at that point. And G.J. Hopkins homered as well, his 16th. Of the season. 4-1's the score in game one. And then in game two, they're curling the top of the seventh inning. Trash Pandas on top, 8-4. But this one, remember yesterday, the Lookouts scored three runs in the top of the ninth inning, really made things interesting and close. They've got two runs in this top of the seventh inning from the time that I opened the box score. Some of the scoring, Logan O'Hara, RBI single. In the second, they made it 5-1 Trash Pandas. They scored three runs in each of the first and the second inning. Ryan Aguilar homer is his 14th of the season. Kevin Maitan homer is as well. It was 8-1 after the fifth. RBI ground down brought him closer, but it was a Bexiani 2-RBI single on the top of the seventh. And right now, one out, runners on first and second. And Matt McClain says it's in play and no outs. So a four-run cushion against Nick Jones. And well, you never know. Don't count the Lookouts out. That's now back-to-back games at least. They're cutting into that deficit. We'll see kind of what happens next. But we'll move along to Birmingham, where the Barons ahead of Smokies 3-1. Emilio Vargas, 9 strikeouts in 5 innings today. Well, it was just the one run on 4 hits. And even though the Smokies scored first, Jose Rodriguez, RBI single. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, really tough for the Smokies. It was a bases loaded hit by pitch, and then a base loaded walk to the next batter, Luis Curbelo. So those were the two run differences on those two scoring plays. So not fun if you're a Smokies fan. And then the final game in the Southern League tonight, the Embrace 7-0 over Pensacola. In the bottom of the fourth inning, got off a little bit later than usual due to some rain up at Trustmark Park, but Alan Brunell didn't matter. Four shutty for him today. Three strikeouts, no runs so far. He's allowed six hits, but he has worked around it as the Blue Wild is just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position today. Some of the runs scoring, a couple doubles, Strelug, Barricade, Bunnell, and a single by Justin Hemerloy, the more recent one, two RBI single in the second. So just the way that the Baskets have come out in the first two innings the last two nights, the same thing for the M-Braves. Scored all seven runs in the first two frames so far.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for a look around the Southern League scoreboard, Thomas. All right, we're going to go ahead and start up below us at High A, Wisconsin, because AAA Nashville was rained out tonight in Jacksonville, so they'll play a doubleheader coming up, I believe, tomorrow night. Meanwhile, this is a crusher for Wisconsin. They lose to Cedar Rapids tonight, 1-0, and they give up just one hit. Mm. Mikey Perez solo home run is the only hit of the ball game that was allowed. Steven Cruz was masterful tonight. The 20-year-old out of Nicaragua, who was making his 17th or 16th appearance of the year and made his first start with IAA Wisconsin. He goes 6 innings, just the one run on one hit, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts, but unfortunately just 3 hits for Wisconsin tonight as they are blanked. Eduardo Garcia and Joe Gray Jr., along with Martinez, had the 3 hits in the ballgame. Taylor Floyd did throw 2 scoreless innings with 5 strikeouts for Taylor, so that's good news, but a tough loss tonight for Wisconsin. And so down at the low A level, Carolina Mudcats was something good to talk about tonight. 10-5 winners over Fayetteville. Fayetteville jumped down to a 4-0 lead in the top of the first inning. But then in the bottom of the first inning, Jace Avina with an RBI single, and then Eduardo Fernandez with an RBI single. That made it 4-2. And then in the bottom of the third inning, Eric Brown Jr., the first run picked by the Brewers this year, the shortstop out of Coastal Carolina, the second home run of the year, a 2-run homer that drove in Robert Moore. That tied the game at 4. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Henry Mendez with an RBI single to make it 5-4 Carolina. The solo home run tied it up in the top of the fifth. The Mudcats, though, would run away with it late. In the top of the seventh, or in the bottom of the seventh inning, Henry Mendez with a solo home run, his fifth of the year. And then in the bottom of the eighth, Zach Rabbit with an RBI single, Braylon Jabaro with a 2-RBI single, and Henry Mendez driving in another 2 with a single as well. 10-5, your final score in favor of those Mudcats. And as I said, the Brewers 5-3 winners over the Angels today. Corbin Burns does not win, and Devin Williams picks up his 7th save of the year. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For the Montgomery Biscuits, 4 runs on 6 hits. They did not commit any errors, and they left 6 men on base. For the Biloxi Shuckers, no runs, just 3 hits, 1 error. They left 5 men on base tonight. The winning pitcher is Sean Hundley. He improves to 4-1. Victor Castaneda takes the loss. He drops to 3-6. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 11 minutes in front of a crowd, 2,820 on an 83-degree night here in Montgomery. With the win, the Biscuits are now 55-49 on the year and 27-15 in the second half of the Southern League season. As for the Shuckers, they're 55-54 overall and 21-21 in the Southern League second half. Next up, it is another 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night. For the Shuckers, they'll send the left-hander Robert Gaffert to the mound, 1-0 with a 1 ERA. He'll be opposed by the left-hander Mason Montgomery, no record, with a 3-4-7. First pitch coming your way at 6:35 p.m., so we're on the air for you at 6:20 tomorrow night from right here in Montgomery. Before we round things out, 10 seconds very briefly for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
A 4-0 Biscuits beat the Shuckers tonight. Big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work, play-by-play, color commentator, auto engineer this evening, as well as social media. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Thursday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 4, Biloxi Shuckers nothing. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the capital of the state of Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.